your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Okay, well, hello, folks. Happy post-4th of July. I hope you guys all had a good gathering of fellowship, whether you were with friends and family or just out and about or maybe even by yourself. I had a pretty good day, so I have no complaints. So what we want to talk about today, first of all, I've got a little bit of housekeeping. It's come to our attention that some pirates have taken over our books again, and they have made available illegal copies in a paperback edition of Trading in the Zone and The Disciplined Trader. Now, you know, I don't check Amazon all the time to look for this stuff, so I really appreciate all of you out there making me aware of these pirated copies, especially because these two editions in paperback only are incomplete. They're really crappy print jobs, meaning it's, you know, really grainy. And you need to be careful, guys. So they're the only authorized legal editions of Trading in the Zone are the hardcover, the Kindle, and the audio. And the only authorized and legal edition of The Disciplined Trader so far is a hardcover and the Kindle. Okay, so keep that in mind. So any other copies you get are not authentic, and you don't know what you're going to get. So just really be careful about that. Okay, if you have any questions about that, just let me know. We had nothing to do with the paperbacks. Those are just outright, you know, goofy criminals stealing, making money off of us. So, all right. So with that said, what we're going to talk about this week is whether or not your money matters to you. Now, you know, I've brought this subject up, I can't even tell you how many years now. And I understand we live in a world where, you know, our statements, for the most part, people don't pay to get a paper statement anymore. I do, just because my accountant likes it. But so a lot of times they're just sent to us via email. And I will tell you right now that 90% of you traders do not look at your statements every month. And that is not... That is not money management. That is not being connected to your money in any way, shape, or form. Now, I understand why you may not want to look at your statements, because your results may not be what you want. However, if you're avoiding looking at your statements, then you can't improve yourself. That's the way it works, guys. It's like, you know, to make a diamond, you have to keep polishing and polishing and polishing the rough stone to make that beautiful, clear, sparkly diamond that obviously every woman probably on the planet loves to have, and probably some of you men as well. But the point is, if you don't look at your statements and you just have some vague idea of where you're at, that's a bunch of hooey. And that's a total disconnect from the very money you are attempting to grow as a trader. Now, this doesn't happen just with trading, and it's something that you have been doing in other areas of your life. I'll give you an example. In my life, I've had some issues with credit card providers, grocery store suppliers, that kind of thing. I've been overcharged by the credit card suppliers, and you know, it may have taken me 2 or 3 weeks to get through to customer service to someone that would agree that I was overcharged and to get it resolved. Now, that may have taken me I don't know, 8-10 hours collectively to get through to the credit card company. But the point is, it's my money and I work for that. And I'm not going to allow any billion-dollar credit card company to keep a couple of dollars because they think they can get away with it. Now, this is not a conspiracy. All huge corporations know that the average consumer, the average person, maybe they'll call once, maybe twice to customer service to resolve an overcharge. So it's endemic in these billion-dollar corporations that if they make it difficult enough, you're just going to give up. And then they get to keep extra money from you, all right? So when you give up a couple dollars here and there collectively, that means you're not all in it when you're trading, because now you're not looking for the small profit. You are only looking for the large profit, because now, because you've allowed all these other little things to go by the wayside and not stand up for your rights and say, okay, you overcharged me in interest, you know, 3%, whatever the example is. But now you're saying, well, that's because that 3% that they overcharged me wasn't worth my effort to fight for. So you basically have given away your money for no reason other than you're lazy. You didn't want to make the effort to safeguard the very money that you're trying to grow. Now, let me give you a good example of this. Here in California, there's a chain of grocery stores owned by the Kroger Corporation, which is, you know, nationwide. So over the last 8 months, we have repeatedly gotten sketchy eggs. Now, you know, Mark and I started buying free-range eggs way back when they were, like, really expensive. And now, you know, I don't know which ones are free-range anymore. Who knows? But the point is, for the last 8 months, we have gotten inedible cartons of eggs, 4 to be exact. And we have contacted the Kroger company repeatedly. And they, oh, yes, we're going to send it to the supplier. They'll be in touch with you, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Well, 8 months later, a supplier actually got a hold of me just last week. And he said, wow, you know, what's going on? And I said, well, I don't know. You tell me. I've been calling you guys for 8 months. And he said, well, this is the first time that Kroger has contacted me. I said, oh, really? So, of course, I was a little sarcastic. And, you know, he got a little upset with me. And I said, well, pardon my frustration, but we have been contacting Kroger for 8 months. So you go back to them and you tell them that they failed. And so anyway, we ended up having a nice conversation, and ultimately Kroger called me back, someone in management, and said, oh, well, we're going to give you a credit for those eggs. And I said, okay, well, how about all the time I spent on the phone with you? How about the time out of work? Are you going to pay me my hourly rate? Because I've got about 5 hours into this. And they're like, well, of course, why would we do that? I said, I don't know. Why wouldn't you? You refused to talk to the supplier, number one, to begin with. You made our life a living hell. We never knew which eggs were going to be decent and edible. So you put our life at a disadvantage, and it's my money. She says, well, we'll give you $20. No, you're not going to give me $20. You're going to give me whatever I ask for. So we went back and forth and back and forth. And she says, well, we don't owe you anything. I said, you most certainly do. I bought the eggs in good faith with my money. You didn't provide an edible product. You blew me off for 8 months. So what is that worth to you to make it go away? That's my opinion, guys, okay? You may not feel the same way, but all I'm telling you is every penny I make trading is my money. And I'm not giving it away to some goofballs in some big corporations because they just want to make it difficult for me to get a refund. And that's all I asked for originally. Just give me a refund. That's it. And they couldn't even do that. So my point is here today is it's little things like that. If you let those things go, then you are not going to be focused as a trader. Here's another thing to be aware of. For those of you that have a CARE credit card, this happened to us recently as well. Now, in their documentation, when you sign up for that card, it clearly states they will take your payment if you're carrying a balance, and they will apply that to the oldest charge. Well, what they don't tell you is that you, in addition to that, you have to call them up and tell them exactly which charge you want them to apply that payment to. So, you know, you got to think about this, guys, and we'll continue this after the break. They can't have it both ways. Okay? So just hold that thought, and I'll be right back. Okay, so what I was talking about before the break is, you know, how your money matters to you. Okay, every day that I work, I know exactly what I want to achieve in my trading, or coaching someone, or even spending time writing another book. So my time is delineated in those three areas, three dynamics of my life, and ultimately, with my business plan, I have a plan as to how much I want to make in all three areas. Probabilistically, of course, but I have an outward goal. So in the case of the care credit, you know, typically I pay that off every 6 months if I have a balance, because I use it for my dental work. And so in April, I get the statement saying they're going to charge me $600-some interest. And I'm like, what the heck are you talking about? Again, it took me 2 or 3 days to get a hold of someone who said, well, you didn't tell us that your payments were supposed to be on such and such a charge. And so, of course, I quoted their written paperwork when I opened the card, and they said, oh, well, on top of that, you have to call us. And I said, well, you can't have that both ways. And they were not going to credit me the $600-some in interest. And I said, well, fine. Then, you know what? I'm just going to take it right to the Attorney General's office. Well, interestingly enough, she put me on hold, comes back 5 minutes later and says, okay, well, we're going to credit that. So my point being is, guys, that they would have got $600-some free money if I was not managing my money. Now, if you don't manage it in this area, you're not going to manage it as a trader. This is my point. You have to stay on top of your money. Countless traders come to me and they say, well, you know, I should have listened to you 6 months ago. I should have listened to you a year ago when you told me to write a business plan for my trading. And I didn't do it because I thought it was a bunch of hooey. Yeah, well, now you've lost tens of thousands of dollars because you didn't have a plan, you don't have a goal, and you're not reading your statements. Now look, guys, we've all had ups and downs as traders. Okay, I'm like you. I don't make money every time I trade. Okay? Most of the time I follow my rules. I'm not perfect. I might have a bad day here and then, but for the most part, I do follow my rules. And but the difference between maybe a lot of you out there and me is that I know when I'm not 100%. And if I'm not 100%, then I don't trade. That is a fact. Okay? And I learned this years ago. I learned this years ago when I took a $10,000 hit because I was not at the top of my game. I was not at my peak performance, and I decided to trade anyway. And that $10,000 is a lot of money to me, okay? Even to this day, it's a lot of money. That was a big hit for me. And that was one of the last times I didn't follow my rules and started talking about my trading with someone else and listened to their opinion. And I've talked about this many times with you guys. So My point being is I wasn't managing my money, and it didn't matter to me because I was in profit at the time. Now, you have to connect to your money. And I know it's hard because everything is electronic now. You know, years ago, traders literally had to go down to their banker. You know, when I lived in Chicago, we had to go down to our banker in the Board of Trade building and literally transfer the money from one account into our trading account when we had a bad day. That's how we were connected to our money. And as I said before, traders used to carry around a minimum of $3,000 in their wallets in cash or more, because that's how they connected and stayed connected to their money that they made as traders. And if you went through that $3,000, you knew you went through the $3,000. I mean, nowadays, you know, you got a debit card. It's invisible money. And you don't even know how much you're spending because you're not looking at your statements. I'm not saying not all of you. I'm just saying that, guys, you have to be aware of this. You have to have your money matter to you, you have to know exactly where you're at every single day before you start trading. Mark Douglas knew how much he had in his trading account every single day before he started trading. I know how much I have in my trading account every single day before I start trading. So you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't you? This is your money that you worked for. This is your money you want to grow. How do you think you're going to grow it if you don't even know where you're at? Or you just have some vague notion. I'll give you a good example. I'm working with a guy right now, and we had our first session. I sent him his exercises and said, you know, create your business plan 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months out. And at the end of every 3 month period, you know, write down what you accomplished and write down what you might need to improve on. And then one of the other exercises is, what is the least amount of profit you are willing to take on any given trade based on whatever your setups give you as a probabilistic profit taking? So a couple days goes by and he writes me back and he says, well, I don't see how I'm supposed to make a different plan every 3 months. Well, I didn't write that. And I didn't say that in the conversation, in our session. And then he wrote and he said, well, I don't have any margin for taking profit. I mean, I'll be honest here, guys, my brain just about exploded. How can you be a trader and not know any kind of margin you're going to take in profit on any given trade? Who teaches this out there on the internet? Because, you know, I called him up and I said, well, who's holding it? Well, it's all across the internet, you know. It's not about the money. So now he's paying me for my expertise, and then he's going on the internet, listening to some yahoos, some goofballs, telling traders out there, well, it can't be about the money. It's not about the money. Well, excuse me, what do you think trading is about? We're not producing anything here, guys. All we're doing is making money for ourselves. We're not making cars. We're not building furniture. We're not in the construction business. We're not doing anything else other than making money for ourselves. So how can trading not be about money? How can you not focus on money? I don't get this. This is like amazing. This is so incredible to me. I mean, this isn't the first that I've heard of it, but it just seems to be growing exponentially. And I'm here to tell you, trading is 100% about making money. Period. The end. And if you want to have any of those people that tell you that it's not about money contact me, feel free to do so. Because I would love to have a dialogue with them to ask them why they think trading isn't about money and it can't be about money. Now, I can kind of guess where they're coming from because they've kind of bastardized what we teach, saying you can't focus on necessarily a specific number, even though you have to have a goal with each trade. but you still have to be flexible. So what they've done is they've taken that out of context, what we have been teaching for decades, and said, well, you know, it can't be about the money, because they don't understand it themselves. And I can guarantee you that all of those guys out there saying it can't be about the money and it isn't about the money haven't put on a winning trade in a long time, if ever. Because if it wasn't about the money, then why are they even out there talking about it? Well, they're out there talking about it because you're paying them, you know, for their advice. So think about what people are saying on the internet, guys. Please, please. This is why my primary focus is to help you guys learn how to think for yourselves. Stop listening to people that you don't know on the internet, including myself. You may not like anything I have to say. Don't listen to me then. But Mark Douglas and I started this in the late 1980s. We set the bar for all trading psychology after us. Anyone else who is talking about trading psychology has nothing to do with our work. Okay? So, you know, I can't stress this enough. I care about you guys. I want you to be the best traders you can be. Okay? And our work is reality. My work is reality. And the rest is a bunch of hooey. Be right back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
Okay, so, you know, let me stress to you guys, you know, as you guys may know, I'm not all over the internet hawking my services or my books or products or workshops. I'm here, okay? I'm here on this radio show. I'm on my website. I'm on my Twitter feed. That's it, okay? I am not out there doing a hard sell to you at all. And those of you that have worked with me, you know this. I'm about as laid back as Mark Douglas was, okay? Not quite. I am a little more passionate than he was in different ways. But so we're all adults here. And if you really want to learn how to think for yourself and learn how to connect to your money and learn how to see true data in the markets, then you have to start doing some things differently. Now, if you don't want to look at your bank statements, okay, that's fine. But you darn well better look at your trading statements. Because if you don't look at your trading statements, then you don't know where you're at. And if you don't want to look at your trading statements, that means you don't want to take responsibility for how you are trading. And I get it. You know, we don't necessarily want to be disappointed in ourselves. But that's how you grow and change, like I said a few moments ago. You can't grow without seeing what you're not achieving. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with this, guys. Okay? Everybody goes through phases. All right? Maybe, you know, you haven't achieved everything you want to achieve. There's nothing wrong with this. Because if you learn from what you've done in the past and change it and update the way you look at the future, then that's all that matters. There's nothing that any trader does wrong as long as he learns from it. It's just like that in life. That's just the way it is. So don't beat yourself up because you're not where you think you should be, and start looking at your statements. Start connecting to your trading account. I can't stress this enough. I mean, I can't tell you how many countless traders I'll say to them, well, if you look at the past 6 months of your trading, what days of the week did you have most of your winning trades? And I'm going to tell you, at least 98% of them couldn't tell me if their life depended on it. Now, how can you not know what day that you trade better than others? Now, think about this, guys. I as I've mentioned before, I know I don't trade good on Mondays, so I don't trade on Mondays. That's it. I know myself. But if you can't tell someone, well, you know what? I have most of my winning trades on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. If you can't tell yourself that, if you don't know that yourself, then how is it do you think that you're going to grow your equity and increase your contract size when you don't even know what days you're good at? And everybody is good on certain days over other days for whatever reasons. It doesn't really matter what the reasons are. The point is, okay, if you look at your data 6 months to a year ago and you say, you know what, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm really rocking. Thursday's kind of okay, and Friday's hit or miss. Now you have data to move forward from. It doesn't matter the amount of profit. It just matters that you know what days that you made more profit than other days. It's cyclical, guys. You know, we get into a rhythm with our trading. You know, this is the way it is. And if you don't know what your rhythm is, then you can't improve and expand that rhythm to incorporate more profit taking. It's that simple. And this leads you into being, when you start doing this, knowing what days of the week that you're really good at, this leads you into becoming a fearless trader. Trading objectively. Trading with confidence. Now, I'll admit, you know, there's sometimes when traders will ask me, can you come trade with me on a Monday? And I said, well, I'll come sit with you. But I'm not going to trade, you know. I'll trade with you on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but, you know, I will watch you trade on a Monday. So I'm honest about that. And this is what being a trader is all about as well. You have to be honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, then you can't grow your equity as a trader. It doesn't work. And again, there's nothing wrong with only being able to trade a couple days a week at a peak performance. Most of the traders that Mark and I have ever known in decades of trading with them and coaching them and working with them, most of them maybe traded 2-3 days a week and maybe 2 hours a day eventually after working with us, because that's when they were at their peak performance. You know, I might have mentioned Robert St. John, who was probably one of the best T-bond traders ever, ever. And he had the habit of overtrading because he loved trading. We all love trading. And it took us maybe about 6 months, 8 months, something like that, where he was, you know, mortgaged his house and he was really in debt and his brokerage firm was about to pull his account. And we turned him around from overtrading to trading 2 hours a day, maybe 3 to 4 days a week. And he was pulling out six figures every single day. Six figures. And I know this because I have his brokerage statements. Okay? So this is fact. This can happen, guys, if you know when you're at your peak performance. And this ties back into what I started our whole conversation about here today, is that if you are letting go, somebody overcharging you or not getting 100% refund or whatever in other areas, then you are not connected to your money and your money doesn't matter to you. And when your money doesn't matter to you, then you're not going to make it as a trader. That's the way it works, guys. This is how our brains are wired. If your brain thinks, well, he doesn't care about money because he's letting, you know, the credit card company take this and the cell phone company overcharge him over here and so forth and so on. Well, then your brain's like, well, why should I care about helping you see true data in the market? This is the reality, guys. This is the way it works. Okay? So you got to keep this in mind, that you are in charge of your destiny. You are the only one that can make your financial freedom available to you and your family. It's up to you to learn how to think for you. It's up to you to create a plan for you to take the kind of money out of the market that you know you can, if you know how to think. It's real simple. This isn't rocket science, guys, and it's not hard to do. You just have to get into the habit of doing it. And why wouldn't you get into the habit of doing it? Because you don't know how. Hello, that's where I come in. That's where our materials come in. That's where our workshops come into play. If you don't know how to think to create the type of results that you truly desire, then we need to work together. I would love to make you the best trader you can be. I would love to help you with that. So don't get me wrong. This is what I am here for. This is what Mark and I created. This is what we learned along the way. The books are a good start, but the books don't have all the answers. Same with the pirated videos. They are not the entire picture. And I know a lot of you think that, and that's why I keep repeating it here, is because no. Each one of those workshops that have been, you know, posted on the internet, those were geared toward specific groups that hired us to do the workshops. That's not necessarily the workshop that you would have with me today. It may be similar, but it might not, because you would be coming to me with your questions, not the format that those investment firms hired us to present to their people. So I want you to understand that. So everything that we do together is specific to you, not me. It may or may not be similar to what you've seen on YouTube. Parts of it may be, parts of it may not be. Because each trader, even though they may have similar challenges, you know, fear of loss, fear of missing out, whatever, it's still unique to them and to their personal makeup as to why they're breaking their rules, as to why they can't follow their rules, as to why they get in too early, why they revenge trade. It's still unique to them. You know, what might fear of loss might mean to one trader wouldn't necessarily mean the same to you or to me. And so that's what we work on, is getting to the crux of the situation of where, you know, you want to go. So along those lines, that's why I make the free call available. We have done this since the 90s, Mark and I. And it's still available. All you got to do is go to the website, schedule a date and time. You get a confirmation email in return from my partner, Adam Jackson, confirming it. And then on that date and time, you call my office and we have a chat. And you get to ask. You get a little mini session for free, so you can see exactly what I provide to see if that's what you are looking for. So it's a win-win all the way around, that you get to see what I provide. You don't have to pay for anything. I'm not selling you anything. I'm just giving you an indication of what you will learn in a personal consultation. I think it's a pretty good offer to all levels of traders, but it's still up to you to take advantage of it. But it's open to anyone and everyone. You know, you just go on my website. I've got a calendar there, and you just pick and choose the day and time, and then, you know, we will walk through your questions together. And by doing that, you're going to be making an investment in yourself. And that's what trading is all about, is making an investment in you. As an individual, creating your financial freedom. We'll be right back. Okay, so as I mentioned before the break, we were talking about the free call that I offer. And I'm going to just kind of circle back to what I started at the beginning of the show, is that if you are not, shall we say, if you're on the internet looking for free information, which a lot of people are, and guys, don't, you know, come back to me and say, well, this is the world we live in. Yeah, I get that. Okay. But the bottom line is you get what you pay for. And if you spend your time searching and searching the internet for free material to enhance and improve your trading, you need to be very careful, because you will get what you pay for. About half of all of our pirated videos have been dubbed re-edited with AI. So you are not going to be getting the actual voice of Mark Douglas or myself. So you really need to bear that in mind. And I know this because, hello, we're the ones that did the videos. So when people bring this to our attention, it really concerns me, because there's a lot of things out there, a lot of times, where these videos say the exact opposite or gobbledygook. I mean, to be honest with you. So you really need to be careful. But this is a classic example of your money not mattering to you. Because just like all of you traders that schedule a free call with me and then blow it off and think nothing of doing that, that means your money doesn't matter to you. Because I can guarantee you, anybody who takes advantage of a free call with me is going to improve their trading. And I can give you countless referrals of people who just took the free call, that free call helped them improve their trading. Okay? So if anybody that searches the internet for free material doesn't respect whoever creates the material, but more importantly, you don't respect yourself. And what you're telling your mental environment is that you don't have the money to pay for any other expertise to help you improve your trading. And that's the tragedy of this all. If you took advantage of the free call, there's lots of times I've had a lot of guys say, hey, thank you for just validating that I'm on the right path. And that's why I offer the free call, is because countless times you're going to call me and say, well, this is what I'm doing, boom, 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 boom. And I'm going to say, hey, sounds good to me. Go ahead, rock and roll. Take it to the skies. But they just needed someone to say, yes, this is exactly where you're at, and this is cool, and go ahead and do it and follow through. That is 75% of all the free calls that I do. Okay? Again, I am not here to push anything on you other than start thinking for you, to create your goals and to follow through and achieve them. I don't see why that's so difficult. Okay? And I don't understand why any of you would schedule the free call and then blow it off. I mean, I don't care if you're going to cancel. Just send me an email and say, hey, you know, I got to cancel. I don't care why. Just be respectful. Because when you disrespect anybody else, then you disrespect yourself. And that's when you lose focus as a trader. And that's when you become a boom and buster. It's that simple. When you don't respect others, you don't respect yourself. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and respect everybody else. What I am teaching you to do is respect yourself. You guys are all really smart. You wouldn't have a trading account. You wouldn't be trading already if you weren't already smart and if you weren't already a success. This is your God-given right. This is what, you know, our Heavenly Father wants for you. Okay? He wants you to be as successful as you want to be. I want you to be successful as he wants you to be. I want you to be as successful as you want to be. But you have to respect yourself. You have to care about your money in a way that you can grow it. If you don't know your money, if you're not connected to your money, then you can't grow it. And I know people say, oh my God, you keep saying this. Yeah, until you guys get it. Okay? I care about my money. I know exactly how much money I have every single week in my trading account, in my savings account, in my checking account. I don't even look at my CDs or money markets. That's invisible money because that is untouchable money. But I know how much is in there. I know how much interest I'm getting on it. I know how much money I just made on the cabin that I sold 2 weeks ago. That was part of my business plan. My trading profits bought the cabin. It helped me flip it. And I knew how much profit I wanted out of the trading profits that I spent to buy it and flip it. And I made that. I made the amount of profit I wanted. So my point is, I'm connected to my money. You need to be connected to your money as a trader. If you want to disregard other areas, that's on you. But the bottom line is, we're just talking about you as a trader. You have to know what's in your trading account every week. Look at your statements, guys. And if you don't like what you see, then you give me a call, have that free call, and we're going to turn it around. Trust me, we will turn your trading around. You want references? No problem. I can give you countless references. The bottom line is, this is where it starts, right here. This is reality. This works. This is a philosophy that has been in use for decades and been improved and expanded over the years, and it works for any level of trader. It doesn't matter if you've got a $1,000 account or a $100,000 account. So start thinking about connecting to your money and making your money matter so you can grow it. Okay? This is what I want for you guys. This is what God wants for you. Okay? So step into the process. Be one with your money, okay? I mean, I'm being kind of goofy here, but, you know, you have to be one with your money. I am my money. My money is me because I know that's what God wants for me. And I know that's what he wants for you. So sometimes, like I said, sometimes I bust your chops a little bit, but sometimes that's what it takes to spur you into acting into the type of trader that you want to be. All right? So, questions, comments, you know where I'm at. 760-636-4290. Website, paulatweb.com. And I wish you all the best in this upcoming trading week.
Thanks for listening. Paula T. Webb, PhD, is author of the publication Success Without Fear, Independent Prosperity. You can reach the office of Paula T. Webb at 760-636-4290. Her website is paulatweb.com. Also find Paula's publications at globalpublishinghouse.com.